100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and in the background you may hear my sister playing some guitar stuff. I'm listening to her while doing this, unfocusing my attention. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and then you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for poor audio quality, even though this is a brand new pair of headset. Can you tell? The topic this week was a pick two, a whole list, a whole shopping list, a big shopping list of topics. You got to pick two and make stories on them. So what happened? Well, we got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up is our new friend, Gideon McMillan. He hails from Second Life. Ooh, the strange place that Google Plus doesn't like. Let's find out what kind of craziness Gideon is up to. Welcome to the weekly challenge, and here is Gideon's story.
Christmas was always the same. She delivered a list of gifts she wanted, I acquired, wrapped, and presented them. One Christmas I decided to innovate. My gift ideas, my own theme. So proud I presented the peripherals I knew she could use with her new laptop. Failure. Nonplussed, the next day I retrieved her list, acquired, wrapped, and placed the gifts under the tree. Santa even left a note telling her what a bad boy I had been. I waited and waited and waited. Abject failure. Until 3 weeks later, while taking down the tree, she found the gifts.
Thank you, Gideon. And this is why I give gift cards. You know, because, like, you put stuff under the tree and they're like, yeah, how do you give the gift of a tree? When you put that the tree under the tree, how do you put the tree under itself? I've always wondered about that. It's like, oh, I'll just put them all on the tree as, you know, decorations and whatever. I just give gift cards. It's like, here, gift card. Now go away. Go get your own gifts. Problem is the cats have a hard time redeeming them. They go to the little kitty store and they're holding a gift card in their mouth. Meow, 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 meow. It's like, ew, cat stole a gift card. And they, like, get out the traps. Especially to Godiva chocolates. It's like, what is a cat doing chocolate for? That's poisonous. Stupid cat. Next up is TJ. He continues the Teen Spy series. Ooh, I wonder what they're going to do this week. Let's find out.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where people are starting slowly to get back into their homes, and the devastation is, well, devastating. And this is Gotham. Teen spy Martin sent what he'd discovered in his surveillance at the mall to Richard. They weren't friends exactly, but he'd teamed with Richard on different science projects in the past, and noticed where his mild Asperger's gave him crazy focus when it came to computer code. A progress report of sorts came that afternoon, a text from a restricted number. Shut down now. What the? His provider couldn't tell him anything. Richard could. By the next morning, he'd pocketed an IP address, breadcrumbs, back doors, and the data necessary to either turn Skylar over to the feds, or to flip him.
Oh no, the devastating devastation. Ooh, that could be a parody of a Doctor Who. That could be a parody Doctor Who episode. That could be cool. The devastating devastation. You know, like the curse of the deadly death. That was funny. But, you know, it's, you wouldn't want to, you know, make fun of actual devastation. And, you know, all right, I've bitten off more than I can chew. We got a podcast going, right. Thank you, TJ. And next up, we're now shifting gears from the podcast to the Tomcast. It appears that Tom has done stories of pairs of two topics with every topic. So here come a series of five stories by Tom. So get ready, hold on to your pants. Here it comes. Whole slew of Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Karma. Gary loved to compete in the Special Olympics. His brother Bob loved to cause Gary grief. Gary was afraid of every type of monster, supernatural and otherworldly. His brother knew he was particularly frightened of the Predator. Bob had placed a cardboard cutout of the monster alien at the finish line of Gary's 440 finishing heat. As Gary rounded the track, a tractor beam locked onto Bob's foot, and a laser beam vaporized the cardboard prop on the field. Gary won his gold medal, and Bob discovered the true meaning of the old alien book, To Serve Man.
Thank you, Tom. And next up, it's Tom. What? More Tom? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, here's more Tom.
Hello, night people. Tonight's story is called WTF. This week's topic was going to be What the Fuck? But it seems WTF is part of the South Park canon. Well, what's an author to do when you get hijacked by Matt and Trey? Well, fly to New York and do damage to Book of Mormon. I had 4,000 swivel chairs delivered to the theater with a note signed, Love, Mom. Have you ever had to escape a bloodthirsty mob of gay movie fans? Not a pretty sight. Decided time to hide out in Uruguay. George W. lent me his riding shirt. What a guy.
Yay! What? More Tom? Okay, alright. Wait. I'm just digesting the previous Tom. Now I gotta eat more Tom? What, is this like some sort of thing where you make a kid smoke a bunch of cigarettes and so they don't smoke cigarettes any day? But I want more Tom! Well, good. Here's more Tom.
Hello, night people. And tonight's story is called Quality of Life. Bruce was recovering from a ruptured appendix. He didn't have the strength to change the channel on the set, so he was forced to watch 10 hours of daytime television. Soaps, infomercials, game shows, Dr. Oz. What the fuck is that? Finally, on the third shift rotation, a nurse asked Bruce if he needed anything. The puzzled look on his face telegraphed to Nurse Betty. It was just on the tip of his tongue. Bruce mouthed, TV. Oh, you want the channel changed? She clicked on Oprah and left the room. Bruce yanked out the IV line. Time to go.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. May I have another? Oh, yeah, sure, of course, because there's two more. Hold on here. Let me just cue it up.
Hello, night people. Hello, night people. And tonight's story, and tonight's is called You Love Her, or Hate Her. No in-betweens. I'm not a very, good shot. That is why I use a double-barreled Henry when I'm out on the edge. This jacket has 49 pockets, and every pocket is filled with shells. I tolerated the first zombie wave. When they started singing show tunes, I got pretty darn irate. When The Walking Dead started doing Color Me Barbara, I know I had to end this. Got a 5,000-watt preamp in the trees. Play Funny Girl to draw them out. On the first note of people, I turn and pepper the field. Fuckers.
Getting all overdosed on Tom. Now you're going to have to call the ambulance and... What do they do? Stuff you with charcoal or something? No, there's more, Tom! Oh my god! The president said we had to eat our peas, but now we have to listen to our Tom! Okay, one more.
Hello, night people. And tonight's story is called... Haven't heard that term in 30 years. She's a straight arrow, whispered Jeff. No way, dude. Woman look like that? Gotta be gay. You just got a failure to lift off, smirked Jeff. My rocket is fully functional. The docking rings on that station are not operational. Watch the master and learn. Jeff floated over to cosmonaut Lina Popolovich. When he returned, his spacesuit was full of floating globs of tang. Teachable moment? Shut up. Hook up the suction tube. As Jeff was detanging, Kosmonov, Olga Gagarin, sat down across Liana. I don't understand a word of Russian, but my gaydar tells me I was spot on.
And that, my friends, is the Tomcast. All five Tom stories for your enjoyment. I hope you survived. I did too. I think I did. I'm alive. Thank you, Tom. And congratulations on the effort. Now we know what you're thinking. Actually, now we know what Google is thinking.
We don't want you fake people.
Now Beth is playing back her most recent Flying Fish Sailors Matthew experiment thing. So... next up is Zachman, who also usually does a whole bunch of stories, or two, or whatever, but this time he only did one. So, here comes Zachman in his story, and let's listen.
I hope The Race is broadcast live, since it will be better than anything else on daytime television, said Tom. WTF, why do you have double-barreled tailpipes on an electric car? Asked Gerald. They're ironic, since the local electricity comes from a coal plant, therefore having more emissions than a gas car, Tom replied. Do you think you will be first across the finish line? Gerald asked. I think the swivel driver's seat may prove a failure, responded Tom. What do you think of the judge? Asked Gerald. She's a straight arrow, answered Tom. Good luck.
And thus concludes our sermon from the Church of Zachman. Thank you very much, Zachman. Looking forward to what else you come up with. Ooh, scary, scary stuff. Oh, sorry, getting all Count Floyd. Who's next? Daniel Worthington has returned? Oh my god, everybody's coming back. Except Gideon isn't coming back. He's here for the first time. So the more I say, the dumber I sound. Here's Daniel and his story.
A Noise Downstairs by Daniel Worthington. Scott, wake up. I heard a noise downstairs. Muttering to myself, I grabbed the double-barreled shotgun next to the bed and headed downstairs. Creeping into the living room, I saw a monstrous form standing by the window. Startled and half asleep, I fired both barrels without even a warning shot. The blast ripped through its chest and shattered the window behind it. Turning on a light, I saw the cardboard cutout of a movie alien that my son had won in a raffle. Sighing, I started back upstairs. I'd clean up the mess tomorrow. That's when the real alien intruder struck.
Do you know what I call that? I call that mist. Damn, that cat dives by me all the time. She is such a little stalker rat. And I've got Bruin up here on the sofa with me. Hello, Mr. Boo.
Hello, yes, I'm petting the boo butt, and he looks back at me like,
Nardo's over there, cleaning himself. And there's Mist flopped and, what are you doing there, baby? Big yawn. Stared at through the darkness.
Tired. No, coffee.
So, thank you, Ross, and welcome back. And, no, wait, that wasn't Ross. That was Daniel. Ross is coming up. Daniel was just then. Oh, space and time are all mixed up for me. Ah, this is what happens when I listen to people's music and do this and that. Multitasking is multi-fail. Welcome to 2011. I'm your host. Here's Ross.
Hi, this is Ross from rossitron.com, and here's my entry for this week's challenge. Arms pumping, legs churning, he sprinted toward the finish line. The broken pavement beneath his running shoes tried to trip him up, and only sheer luck kept him vertical and in the lead. He flipped a glance over his shoulder, gauging how far back the others were. Could he make it before they caught up to him? Lungs and body burning, he prayed silently that it would be so. He crossed over the line barely ahead of the pack and collapsed under their weight. For the zombies, you see, it was never about the race, but only about the finish.
Ha 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 ha! Thank you, Ross of Rossitron. You know, the Rossitron is great for detecting Rosses. So, get one today. You would have detected that that, in fact, was a Ross, even though he said, I'm a Ross, and this is my story, and then he read the story, and then had a victory lap around the podcast. Oh, wait, that's Matthew Sanborn. By the way, Matthew Sanborn Smith, he's still doing the Beware the Hairy Mango stuff, and that stuff is the best writing there out there on the interwebs, even better than us. Better than that Norm Sherman guy, I'll tell you that, grr. Oh, by the way, I should probably mention Google+. I'm still on there. Just look up Lawrence Simon and 100-word stories and this and that, and still on Twitter and Facebook and I'm all over the freaking place. I don't even have time to pet the cat. Yes, do not freak out. Just pet Kitty, who looks at me like, what are you doing? Right. Norval Joe. He got a story in this week. There weren't, you know, that many people sending in stories, but with Tom doing his Tomathon or Maritom or the Tomcast, here we go with Norval Joe and his story, and then there's one more, and you probably know who that's going to be from. But until then, here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 273. Last week, Lawrence asked how we record our stories, or how we write our stories. Well, I think it's obvious since I'm sending mine in at 11:55 at night, on Saturday night. I don't spend a whole lot of time on them. Generally, as I am doing my run on Saturday night, I'll think about the prompts, and usually the first idea that comes into my mind when I think about the prompt is usually what I run with. But of course, I've been working on Flypaper Boy for a while, and I have kind of a plot in my mind of what's going to happen with him, so I'm actually putting a little bit more effort into his stories than I typically do. But here's my story. I'm trying to read it from my iPhone. See if I can focus my eyes on that. Double barrel insults. Imprisoned and in a cell with Vinyl Man. It made the boy feel like a failure. Flypaper Boy. He swiveled on his bunk at the sound of the warden's voice. A familiar woman was with him, her name on the tip of his tongue. I represent the Women's Trade Federation, she said, taking a paper from her pocket. The WTF is floating your bail. Seriously? You could have knocked him over like a cardboard cut out of a movie Alien. Believe her, the warden said. This isn't daytime television. She's a straight arrow. Your finish line is in sight. Well, that's my story. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. So you do your story at the last minute. I've never managed to get a story into this podcast, into this weekly challenge. I try, but I have someone write one and send it in for me. And we all know who that is. The man who's the latest of all, the latest of the late. Out there, far in the far distant reaches of space, it's None other than... I used to do an echo effect here, but I'm too lazy now, but it's Planet Z. See, I just cut my hands over my mouth and Planet Z. I just cut my hands over my mouth and say Planet Z. Because we have such expensive special effects on this podcast out in space. Doesn't that suck? Oh, well. I'm not even filtering out the music that I'm listening to. Shows how much I care. You know, you try doing a podcast for, what, 6 years? More than 6 years? Every day? See how interested you stay in it. I mean, yeah, I've been breathing for almost 42 years and been peeing and pooping, some of it with assistance, but still. And by the way, the assistance came at the beginning of my life. I can poop and pee all on my own now. I can go potty. I've been taught. I have a certificate. Gold stars on it. The occasional, you know, needs work. But still, here's Planet Z.
I see a woman sitting across the table from me, and she's smiling. Oh, my head hurts. I put a hand to it. Bloody. I look again at her. I know that I should know who she is, but I just can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's... I know I should know. Just can't remember it. I put my hand in my pocket and pull out a photograph. It's her. It says, "This woman has been paid to kill you?" I look up and see her swinging a bloody hammer at me.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about a bunch of topics. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be dreams. This is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you to listening, and as always, keep it brief.